We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. The inaugural Rock the Dock Block Party is happening this Saturday on East Monument Avenue in downtown Dayton. It's a summer concert series that pairs awesome local music, local charity, whole bunch of people and sponsors putting it all together, and some familiar friends behind this one. We're going to tell you more about it, but first we're going to hear a little musical preview from one of the performers. Making his Kaleidoscope debut is Alex Speller. Alex, welcome, and take it away, please.
I've been rich, I've been poor. I've had things I love, but I don't need them anymore. There's been times in life I'm trying to leave it all behind. A devil in a red dress, she caught my eye. With one glimpse I went wild. And I'm a fool not to know the way this would go. And I would be hypnotized and paralyzed. Wouldn't get no sleep at night when I had found the love of my life. And I had found the love of my life. Now we're just two lost souls trying to give this thing called life a go. There'll be laughs and there'll be pain. But one day she'll take my name. Angel in a white dress, she'll catch my eye as she's walking down the aisle. And I'm a fool not to know the way this would go. And I would be hypnotized and paralyzed. I wouldn't get no sleep at night, and I had found the love of my life. And I had found the love of my life. You are the love of my life. You are the love of my life. You are. And I'm a fool not to know the way this would go. I stare into her blue eyes for the rest of my life, 'cause I have finally made that girl my wife. And I had found the love of my life. And I had found the love of my life.
Alex Speller, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. True story, that song?
Absolutely. My wife, then fiance at the time, insisted that I write a song and that we dance to it for our first song.
That is so sweet. I love that.
It took a very long time, I'm not going to lie. It was one of those things, like I had the guitar riff for quite a while before I had even met my now wife. And we just kind of – we sat down one night and we wrote the lyrics together. So it was cool. We got to do that together.
Oh, that's really cool. Very cool. And I guess that would take a little bit of the pressure off of it, because I would say,
yes,
like, that's a high-stakes situation right there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and like what was funny is at the wedding, the DJ, you know, said, you know, that I had written the song for it. But you know how weddings are. Everybody's all over the place.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, so nobody's really paying attention to what the guy in the corner is talking about. So I had so many people come up to me afterwards like, who wrote that? Who was that song? Like, that was so
mm-hmm.
cool. I was like, I actually wrote that. So thank you. So it was kind of cool. You know, I have a lot of, you know, family members that were always kind of like, oh, he plays music, you know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, nobody ever wanted to pay attention. So it was kind of neat. You know, I got to see some old aunts and uncles actually get into my music for once. So
that's
awesome. Kind of neat.
So how long have you been writing songs and making music?
Oh, goodness. I started off in bands when I was about 14 with a, you know, group of real good friends. And we really wanted to be MXPX and Blink-182. You know, that was our stuff. And the songs definitely sound like that. You know, some of them are comical now. I listen to them. But it was the first, you know, like step into writing. I played in other bands where I played other instruments and just kind of always off to the side. I'd be
mm-hmm,
writing music.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome. When did you, as you were in those bands, doing other stuff and sort of writing the songs off to the side, when did you start to feel either compelled or feel that confidence to start really like bringing your own stuff out and playing it out?
That's always been a hard thing for me. Like I've always been terrible at self-promotion. You know, my wife will say I'm cocky, which I have a tendency to be. But like when it comes to music, I'm always just kind of like very inward with it.
Yeah.
You know, I always was a backseat guy. You know, I was a rhythm guitar player, a drummer, you know, singing background vocals. And I always wanted to do my own thing, but never really knew how to do it right. So I just kind of would record on occasion. I have, you know, half of an EP recorded and ready to go. And I just... You know, you get busy with life, you get busy working, you know, got to pay the bills. And so I was really excited to get the opportunity to play this gig with Tony and Brooks and everybody involved in that. So it's cool. It's kind of my, you know, another coming out party, you know, where I get to actually play music again. So
that's exciting. That's exciting. So as you're getting ready to play this Saturday as part of the Rock the Dock block party, are you hoping that this is sort of, you know, kind of a metaphorical launch to start to kind of like get going and playing out a little more and getting the recording done?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to get to that. You know, play some, I do mostly covers when I play out live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get back out in the bar scene and, you know, make a little money again. That'd be cool.
I'm always curious for folks who do covers. How do you sort of balance honoring that original song and then taking a little bit of it and putting your own twist on it or making it your own?
Well, I think if you put your own twist on something, it has to be so desperately different than the original for it to actually make sense. Because if you're going to just like, you know, I mean, if you break a song down to its basic components, you know, a guitar and a vocal, it's going to sound completely different anyway, because it's just, you know, it's very much more intimate than a big production. So I just kind of like take it as it hits me. You know, I guess I don't really think of me putting my own spin on things. I think it's just kind of like however music comes out of me is going to be completely different how it comes out of the next guy to the next, you know, to the right of me or left of me. So I just kind of let it flow. Just let it happen.
Yeah, just go with the flow.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to play a cover for us. And we're going to come back and talk a little more about Rock the Dock Block Party. It's this Saturday in downtown Dayton. You can see Alex there. You can see our friend Brooks Daughtry there as well. We're going to tell you more about that here in just a moment. But I'll just run down the list as we're getting ready for this next song. There's going to be live music, obviously. There's going to be craft beer. There's going to be local food and vendors. This is all free and open to the public, family friendly, and this one is kind of a launch party. As Tony's going to tell us, they're saying this one's on us, so it's going to be a chance to come out, get treated to a party in your community, get treated to some live music. There are local charities involved as well. It's going to be a really awesome time. Saturday, 3 to 11 p.m. at 804 East Monument Avenue in downtown Dayton. We've got more details up on facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And Tony Herdman, good friend of the show and great musician in his own right, is going to be telling us a little more about the genesis of this event, which is a series I might add. This is the first one. But first, we're going to hear another one from our guest, Alex Speller. He is on the bill along with Brooks Daughtry. And we were talking covers. So, Alex, what are we going to hear?
A little Audio Slave.
Nice. All right.
On a cobweb, out to noon, in a room full of emptiness by a freeway. I confess I was lost in the pages of a book filled with death, reading how we'll die alone. And if we're good, we're laid to rest anywhere you want. Deathbed, I will pray to the gods and the angels like a pagan, to anyone who will take me to heaven, to a place that I recall where I was so long ago. The sky was bruised, wine was bled, there you led me.
Speller, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. You handle those vocals like a champ. That is not an easy song to sing. You can catch Alex on stage this Saturday as part of Rock the Dock Block Party. And we're going to hear one more from Alex before all is said and done. But first, I want to bring into the conversation good friend of the show, musician, organizer, man about town, doer of things, Tony Herdman. Welcome back, Tony.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So we know you as a musician in your own right, and of course from Hog Jam. But tell me a little bit about the genesis of the Rock the Dock concert series.
Well, Juliet, once again, thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
It's always an honor. So basically, you know, this is something that I've always kind of thought about. I was approached by a fellow friend, a fellow business owner, a couple months ago, and he gave me this idea of doing an urban downtown festival. And honestly, if I wouldn't have gone the direction of the company I've purchased and all that stuff in the past couple of years, I probably would have pursued something like this. I love project management. I love, obviously, throwing festivals with Hog Jam and all that. And I've always wanted to do it downtown. So when he came to me with this idea, I jumped right on it. And I said, you know, I would love to be a part of this. I'd love to help. And from there, we kind of started this idea of Rock the Dock down at the 804 building on East Monument, facility down there that does like urban storage. They've got all kinds of stuff going on in there. So yeah, that's kind of where it started.
And it's just a kind of a hop, skip, and jump from Fifth Third Field, right? Yep. In the heart of downtown Dayton. So Hog Jam is traditionally a little more of a rural setting. So
yes.
moving from, you know, sort of your summertime camping outdoor festival into the heart of the city. I know you said it was an aspiration of
yes.
yours. What were some of the challenges in sort of taking a model that you're familiar with and plunking it down in the middle of the city?
Well, one of the first one was basically I'm always dealing with 2 to 3 day event, you know. So everything I book, you know, porta potties or
yeah.
you know, anything, the vendors, all those things go into a 3 day thing. This is a 1 day thing. So it's a 1 day thing at the end of every month, but mm-hmm. it's still a 1 day thing for the vendors. So that was a little tricky to kind of figure out the compromise between what I'm normally doing with 2 or 3 days compared to the 1 day. Also, not being able to book 30 bands.
right.
You know, so, like, having to tell a lot of my buddies, like, next month,
yeah.
or, you know, I want to take care of them. But, you know, there's only one stage and so much time. So that was a tricky part of it. But, yeah, it's been really nice to do this side of it because we can get the local downtown businesses involved, the small businesses and our sponsors and stuff that are involved have just been awesome. We picked up Breast Wishes, which is a foundation that basically grants wishes to breast cancer patients who have gone through all that horrible stuff, you know, and they try to make, you know, a wish come true for them. So that's we're proud to be working with them. And yeah, it's just really cool to do it downtown compared to out in the, you know, the campfires
yeah.
and all that stuff, because it's just got a whole different feel, a whole urban feel. And the businesses have really jumped on that are down there, and it's really been a different kind of feel, kind of cool thing.
Yeah.
And I'm excited I get to do 5 of them. You know,
right,
this is
it's
the
a
first
whole series.
Yeah.
This is the first one.
Yes.
Last Saturday of every month.
Yes.
For the next 5 months.
Yes.
So great summertime thing. And with the three to 11 timing, that's got to make it nice for families to come
mm-hmm.
out,
yep.
for people to make it a part of their day in downtown Dayton and really sort of experience this as part of experiencing their city.
Yeah, and what's cool, it's down there by the river, so they've got all that stuff going on, especially this weekend. It's down by Fifth Third Field, which is awesome. So, you know, we're hoping people hear us and they come a block or two down
yeah.
and see what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we've got, obviously, Alex
mm-hmm.
there. He's going to rock out for you guys. And, yeah, we really wanted to do something for the community and give back a little bit. And have some fun, you know, and the spot that my partners and friends and amazing business people that are involved, it's perfect. I mean, it's when I saw their idea and saw the location and the idea of the, you know, looking out to the city, and you got to come down and check it out. But I really did. I love the idea they had, and I'm like, this can work.
Well, and I like the idea of doing it in an area of the city that's a little more unexpected. Like, yep. we have some great areas for live music in the city, and like, it's really cool to see shows there, but it's also really cool to see kind of like what's possible in other parts of the mm-hmm. city that you don't traditionally think of as art spaces or concert venues or gathering places even.
And that area, it's growing so much as like mm-hmm. a business district, you know, and that's kind of what got them started with this is like, you know, this is an area that's really getting, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
keeps growing and getting bigger and bigger. And they just wanted to kind of be a part of that and start a movement kind of down towards that side, you know?
We're talking about Rock the Dock Block Party. The inaugural one, the kickoff, is this Saturday. That's May 26th from 3 to 11 p.m. It's at 804 East Monument Avenue in downtown Dayton, right there in the heart of downtown. This is the first one. It is a series happening the last Saturday of every month. There's going to be live music, craft beer, food, and vendors. This is free and open to the public. They're going to be working with local charity Breast Wishes Foundation, which helps grant wishes to local breast cancer patients and survivors. And our good buddy Brooks Daughtry is going to be performing, and Alex Speller, our musical guest this afternoon. Tony, where should they go if they want to keep tabs on who the upcoming festival artists are and upcoming dates and all that good stuff?
Yeah, we've got basically we're doing the whole Facebook thing. We're still getting going and getting the whole websites and all that mm-hmm. stuff going. But Rock the Dock Concert Series is the best way to look it up on Facebook. There is a, like, you know, obviously the main page, and then every month we're going to do an event page, which
great.
You can find from that main page, and basically see what's going on. With the main page, you'll get to see the pictures and all the stuff we're doing, and then you'll get to see the updated event page as we do every month. So we're excited. I've already been booking. We're almost booked up for the summer.
That's so awesome.
You know, I always like to throw some surprises and curveballs in there, but there's a lot of good things coming up with Rock the Dock.
Knowing your musical connections, there'll be a lot of good folks, a lot of good tunes coming our way this whole summer. We're talking Rock the Dock this Saturday, and one of our awesome musical performers, a great musical offering that Tony's brought along this evening, is Alex Speller. He's going to be on the stage along with Brooks Daughtry this Saturday. Saturday afternoon, rather. I almost said Saturday night. It goes into the night. You can find all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We've got links there to Rock the Dock and to this month's event. And we'll keep you posted on what's soon to come. But before we let you go, I think I need to hear one more from you, Alex.
All right. Sounds good. Oh, Lord. Just one second. Sorry. Just had this thing tuned before it was time to go.
I'm sure the humidity is not helping that situation.
No, and I was brave and decided to put brand new strings on before it came
ooh,
to me.
Ooh,
which, you know,
that is
well, it's one of those things. The old strings sometimes go out of tune just as bad as the new strings.
It's true. It's
so,
true.
You know, it's a win lose situation. You
yeah.
know? All right, much better.
All righty.
She's a man. Sorry. But as I said, I haven't played music in quite some time. I'm nervous for some stupid reason.
Good girl loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's a good girl. Crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and a boyfriend too. And all the vampires walking through the valley move west down Ventura Boulevard. I'm a bad boy, don't even miss her. And I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart, and now I'm free falling, falling. And now I'm free falling, falling. Free falling, now I'm free falling, now I'm free falling, now I'm free falling, now I'm free. A free falling, falling. And now I'm free. A free falling, falling. I wanna glide down over Mulholland. I wanna write her name in the sky. Gonna free fall out into nothing. I'm gonna leave this world for a while. Now I'm free. A free falling, falling. And now I'm free. A free falling, falling.
It's Alex Veller. Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Catch him and Brooks Daughtry this Saturday on the stage as part of Rock the Dock. It's a block party happening at 804 East Monument Avenue in the heart of downtown Dayton. Things get started at 3 p.m. and they go till 11. It's free and open to the public. This is the inaugural one, so the party is on the guys this time. So come on out. We've got links up to all the info at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Getting back into the recorded stuff now with some Calexico. This is from their latest album, The Thread That Keeps Us, and it's called End of the World With You.